higher learning. Welcome. The First Word is the show, Sundays from 1 to 3. This is CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. Part 2 today with Low Budget. Continuing on from last week, Mike tells us about his friends who used to go to his parties back in the day and chill. Well, now they're making their own music, of course, built on the foundation of Holotronics.
The same thing, and
it's actually like I said, it's the next level too, because they're making new music, you know.
Yeah.
Like, instead of it's just being a DJ, like kind of taste making and playing certain styles, they're making up music that incorporates all those styles that we would play.
Well, Spank Rock, because he would just, I mean, he probably started just say, hey, give me the mic, you know, like just let me just freestyle over whatever this is. And, you know, put that pussy on
me.
Well,
he was always a dance floor man. That's where his flavor comes from.
Is he a dancer or?
No, I mean he's going to be the first guy on the floor at every party. You know what I mean? Grabbing the girls and then dancing with them and everything. You know.
He's coming to TO on Saturday night, I think.
Crazy man.
Well, So what about this? Like, I bet you sell a lot of mixed CDs on the website, lowb.com. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this whole phenomenon of, like, internet promotion, internet hype? And when I say that, I mean, like, Caps and Jones, Catch Dubs,
yeah, like
Radio Clip, Lemon Red. This whole, like...
Yeah, getting rep, like, off the internet, yeah.
Yeah, getting rep, getting big, and using the internet to, like,
crazy,
just push it.
Man.
It's wild.
It's crazy. It's a different... It's a weird angle. I don't know how I feel about it. As far as me, obviously, I've benefited tremendously from internet exposure, and I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, like, I don't think you can forget, like, to put your promotions in reality too, because with that internet, you're only getting a certain type of person that's, like, gonna pay attention to an internet buzz, and you know, it's mostly gonna be like dudes, you know.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So, like, that's great if you're like the internet superstar, but when you go and spin a party, you don't just want that demographic out at your night, because it's not going to be fun and it's not going to look cool.
Bunch
you know?
Of backpackers.
Like, you don't want. Like, I don't want what we've started. I don't want our shit to go that route. You know, I don't want it to be something that was fresh and live and is now something that's just analyzed by dudes on a computer every day. And then that translates into the nightlife, where that's all it is a bunch of guys standing around like, oh, when's he going to mash something up, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I'm very, like aware of that possibility. But at the same time, you can't, like, disregard such a heavy...
Are you guys tight? Like, I mean, you know, Nick seems to Catch Dubs in New York.
Oh, yeah. They're all great guys, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick was one of the first to really even get down with anything we were doing. He designed our website, three years ago.
That's right. And see, I know that because I'm one of those internet nerds who just, like, tracks his stuff.
Right.
On the same topic, you see the pictures on Oxy and Matt in Houston. It's the whole thing. But... What's the craziest thing you've seen with your two eyes, like, at a party that didn't make it into a picture? Like, any cool stories over these years? Like, what?
I guess one of the hottest moments was, I guess it was the Holotronics, definitely one of those early magical years. And Rose, who's actually kind of like Amanda Blank's tag team partner when they rap, she's in a group, Sweatheart, like, awesome girl, totally wild party animal. But she came to the Holotronics wearing a gold bikini and gold teeth, and just, like, got up on the speakers and started dancing, and it was just, like, out of nowhere, like, it just happened, and I think there might be pictures of that somewhere, but that was just, like, that's something people will always talk, like, remember when Rose came in a gold bikini and gold teeth and was dancing on the speaker, and then, like, the old Ukrainian people got mad, they, like, told her that it was, like, too, like, promiscuous or whatever, too, like, you know, scandalous. Got to get down. It's funny. It's a funny culture clash there, because you got, like, these old Ukrainian people, like, behind the bar, and just, like, this old world. They have no idea what's even going on, but they get upset with girls in bikinis.
Well, they shouldn't do that. They should be welcoming that.
Yeah.
We're talking with Low Budget. It's Higher Learning. I'm Mike Howard on CIUT 89.5 FM. Mashups, blends, they've sort of gone pop. They're pretty huge now. My first experience with a mashup was like Z-Trip doing Christina Aguilera over like Led Zeppelin. Do you use these blends as like standalone remixes or as part of your as your set to create like energy?
A little bit of both. Like, if it, I think it's definitely like way hotter when you like mix the records live. Sometimes, like, if something's really high concept, it's a lot easier to pull off live if you will, like, actually have it already mixed. Because, like, when you're using Serato, you can do that. You can pretty much make your own blend records and play them out. But the one thing I'm really not, like, I guess I'm not down with is, like, playing somebody else's mashup.
Yeah, I wonder, see, you wonder if people just do that. Like, you just mix a mashup into your own thing.
And it, like, I mean, tons of DJs I respect do it. But personally, for me, I think like there's the potential to misrepresent yourself, you know? Because I hear people talk about other DJs. Oh, this DJ was so awesome. He blended this with that. It sounded perfect. And I'll be like, yo, you could buy that record in a store. You didn't do anything. You just played a record.
Yeah,
you know.
It takes a lot of work to do that. And I saw these rock DJs, Mastercraft, doing something, and it sounded all crazy. All this stuff going on. I'm like, are they doing that live, or are they just playing like a mixed CD? You never know. Like, they should be like really concentrating and timing it out. And I guess you're right. You never know. So what's the process for creating a blend? You know, your Feb mix, your May mix, got like Dipset on some old '80s beat, and I know you're probably a big '80s fan. Like, where does this stuff come from?
I don't know, man. I just hear it. It's just years of listening to music, and sometimes things just pop in your head, or you'll just be playing with some records, and you'll say, "Yeah, it really works." Doesn't really come from anywhere in particular.
It's just
sometimes you just hear things here.
Yeah. Okay, a couple quick hits, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Dipset or the Clips?
Dipset.
First album you ever bought?
Oh, man. Nucleus, the Jam on Revenge. I got it. My dad bought it for me, actually, but it was for my 7th birthday.
Nice.
I got that on vinyl, yeah.
Nice. Favorite rapper?
Of all time.
Sure.
Jay-Z.
It goes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Favorite drink?
Like a Heineken.
Nice. Celebrity you'd like to sleep with?
Ooh, wow. Jessica Alba.
Yes, word up. Number one Philly tourist spot.
Number one Philly tourist spot. Wherever I'm spinning.
There you go. There you go. Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, man.
Dope. That's been dope. We've been talking with Low Budget, half of Holotronics from Philly. Always repping Philly. Man, keep doing what you're doing, man. It's dope.
All right, man. Thanks.
Okay. All right, peace. Come and get me. I made it so you could say Marcy and it was all good. I ain't crossed over. I bought the suburbs to the hood. Sweet made them relate to your struggle. Told them about your hustle.